मायाध्यक्षेण प्रकृति श्रूयते सचराचरा केतुनानेन कौन्तेया जगद्वि परिवर्तते अवजानन्ति मां मुदा मनसिन्तनुवृतः
श्री ललिता माधव प्लेफुल कृष्ण एक्ट टू The Killing of Sankhachuda. Scene 1. Vrinda enters and says, looking at the sky, Night's husband, the moon, has become dim and now desires to rest on the western horizon. The planet Jupiter has faded and his friends, the stars, are becoming faint and are beginning to disappear. Night is now destined to end. Walking about, she says, Now that night is turning into day, A loud sound rises from the churning of yogurt into butter. This sound must penetrate within the inner rooms of the demigod cities and remind them of the festive churning of the milk ocean. Glancing ahead, she says, Malati's bracelets tinkle as she churns yogurt into butter. With both hands, she earnestly pulls the churning rope back and forth again and again, making the deep churning pot rumble and decorating the courtyard with splashing foam. Looking to her side and smiling, she says. Her head bent down and loosened hair fallen over her shoulders, Pali anxiously stops in the dense darkness just before daybreak and moves her trembling eyes in all directions. She covers her face and fearfully walks from the forest grove to the village of Braj. Looking in another direction, she becomes struck with wonder and says, Shyamala now goes to Gokula. On her hips she wears a silk garment that is the best friend of Lord Krishna's lotus navel. On her breast is a large necklace fond of touching Lord Krishna's mark of Srivatsa. On her ears are earrings that are the intimate associates of Lord Krishna's shark-shaped earrings, and on her cheeks are decorations painted by the hand of Lord Krishna who carries the Sudarshana Chakra. Looking in another direction, she becomes unhappy and says, Padma's braids have not become loosened and her red lipstick still shines unbroken on her beautiful bimba fruit lips. The creeper playfully painted on her cheek remains unsmudged. Her beautiful face displays her grief. Lord Krishna did not meet her at the appointed rendezvous, and now exhausted, Padma slowly walks home. Voices come from behind the scenes. In the early evening, when the fresh Bichakila jasmine flowers were blooming, our friend Padma was also blooming with happiness. As the evening progressed and the sepali flowers began to wilt, Padma also wilted as she patiently waited for you to come. At sunrise, when the forest of Kuvalaya lotus flowers closed its petals, Padma had given up all hope that you would come, and she closed her eyes in despair. Krishna, what do you have to say for yourself? Please do not make fun of us by this bowing down before us. Vrinda says, Is this not Padma's friends rebuking Lord Padmanabha Krishna? A voice comes from behind the scenes. My heart is filled with anguish that burns like a host of fiery torches. I laid down to sleep, but I could not sleep a wink. It is only with great difficulty that somehow I have survived this night. Vrinda says, Why has noble Purnamasi come here? Purnamasi enters and she repeats the previous text, which says, My heart is filled with anguish that burns like a host of fiery torches. I lay down to sleep, but I could not sleep a wink. It is only with great difficulty that somehow I have survived this night. And then she says, Where is Vrinda, the queen of Vrindavan forest? Ah, I have found her. Vrinda, bowing down, says, O noble lady, why are you so unhappy? Purnamasi says, Uddhava, the crest jewel of advisors, has just come from Mathura city and told me the latest news. Evil King Kamsa, the black spot in the Bhoja dynasty, called for Arishta and Keshi and respectfully said to them, My friends, the Putana witch which kills little girls was crushed to death in Nanda's village of Gokula. A small divine boy killed her as she screamed out in all directions. I can only guess that in that place there is a small boy who is the cause of great misfortune to me and good fortune to little girls. Please go to this Gokula Vrindavan, carefully investigate this matter, and discover the truth. Brenda then asks, Then? Purnamasi says, Keshi saw the transcendental glory of Radha and Madhava Krishna, and he accurately described it to King Kamsa. Kamsa then decided to invade and captured Gokula to get Radha. Brenda, being frightened, says, Then? Purnamasi says, Aristasura then advised Kamsa to marry Radha, and the fearless Kamsa sent its intimate friend, the wicked Yaksha, Sankachuda, to kidnap her. Brenda says, Your fears are well-founded. If Radha is kidnapped by this demon, the entire world will burn with pain. Who will not burn with pain if beautiful girls, sweetly scented with all virtues, are scorched by a demon's touch? If wonderful, unfortunate Radha is kidnapped, that will bring constant, unparalleled pain not only to me, but also to the entire world. Kundalata, entering hastily, says, O noble lady, I have seen a great wonder, a great wonder. Purnamasi says, What is this wonder? Kundalata replies, Near Govardhan Mala's house, I just now saw a brilliantly shining sun god. Brinda, blissfully replying, O noble lady, do not worry. Because of Radha's constant worship, and because of friendship with Maharaja Vishwabhanu, the sun god has come here to protect her. Purnamasi replies, This is not the sun god. This must be the yaksha sent by Kamsa. Kundalata states, This person is so effulgent that the very light from him pains the eyes and makes him very difficult to see. This cannot be any yaksha. Purnamasi says, This light is not the natural effulgence of this body. It comes from some other thing. Kundalata asks, From what other thing? Purnamasi replies, From the jewel of his crown. Brinda asks, Where did he get such a splendid jewel? Purnamasi answers, He was the leader of the guards watching Kuvera's treasury building. He'd like that jewel, so he stole it. Brinda says, Today is Sunday. Radha will certainly go today to the temple of the sun god. You should forbid her to go. Kundalata replies, O Brinda, she has left the temple long ago. Purnamasi, in anxiety, says, Kundalata, quickly bring Krishna to Radha's side. I will go to get Balaram. Purnamasi exits with Brinda.